Imagine being afraid to speak your mind, not because what you want to say is cruel or false, but because it might violate some unspoken social code. This creeping sense of intellectual paralysis is spreading through Western society like a virus. In The Parasitic Mind, evolutionary psychologist Gad Saad diagnoses our cultural illness, dangerous idea pathogens that undermine reason, science, and free expression have infected our most important institutions. As someone who escaped civil war in Lebanon only to find a different kind of ideological warfare on university campuses, Saad brings unique insights to this intellectual battlefield. With unflinching clarity and biting humor, he dissects how postmodernism, radical feminism, and identity politics have infected our institutions, and offers a prescription for reclaiming our intellectual freedom before it's too late. We are both thinking and feeling creatures, but problems arise when we use the wrong system at the wrong time. While universities were founded on truth-seeking, across Western institutions, feelings increasingly supersede facts. In the Netherlands, politician Geert Wilders faced criminal charges for criticizing Islam, with prosecutors stating, "It is irrelevant whether Wilders' observations might prove correct. What's relevant is that his observations are illegal." This Orwellian mindset is spreading. Similar patterns emerged with Lawrence Summers resigning from Harvard, James Damore being fired from Google, and Nobel laureate Tim Hunt losing positions, all cases where emotional reactions and ideological conformity trumped scientific inquiry. Western civilization's uniqueness stems from two elements: the right to debate any idea and commitment to reason and science. These pillars, free speech and scientific inquiry, have enabled unprecedented human flourishing. Many misunderstand free speech, confusing personal boundaries with censorship or overlooking tech giants' unprecedented control over global information. Free societies must keep all beliefs open to challenge. When we limit what can be questioned or satirized, we forfeit freedom. Occasional offense is freedom's price, a bargain compared to the alternative. Several idea pathogens share a common thread: the desire to liberate people from reality itself. The blank slate theory denies human biological blueprints. Radical feminists reject evolutionarily based sex differences. Postmodernism serves as the ultimate liberator, elevating my truth over objective reality. In 2002, I witnessed this thinking when dining with a postmodernist graduate student. When I stated only women bear children as a human universal, she claimed a Japanese tribe where men spiritually bear children. When I mentioned sailors relying on the sun rising in the east as objective truth, she dismissed these as arbitrary labels. By 2016, this thinking had infected institutions. Harvard's BGLTQ office claimed gender identity could change daily and that acknowledging biological realities constituted systemic violence. The trend continues, with misgendering facing criminalization and the Canadian Cancer Society using a biological male to represent cervical cancer risks. These aren't harmless fantasies, but attacks on reason itself. Postmodernism thrives through deliberate obscurantism. As Foucault admitted to philosopher John Searle, "In France, you gotta have 10% incomprehensible, otherwise people won't think it's deep." The ultimate exposé came when academics submitted nonsensical papers to leading journals. 7 were accepted before the hoax was revealed, including papers on rape culture in dog parks and a feminist buzzword rewrite of Mein Kampf, demonstrating why students should avoid fields rooted in liberating them from reality. Today's culture increasingly celebrates victimhood, with people competing in an oppression Olympics using intersectional identities to establish hierarchy. Essentially, I am a victim, therefore I am. Yet even those with strong victim credentials face backlash if they challenge progressive orthodoxy, as seen with Ayaan Hirsi Ali, Dave Rubin, and Andy Ngo. When conservatives aren't available targets, progressives attack their less pure members, the radical snake consuming its tail. This culture justifies intolerance by labeling opposing viewpoints as violence. However, humans are naturally anti-fragile, requiring exposure to diverse social interactions to develop emotional resilience. Instead, we're raising a generation unable to handle opposing opinions, collapsing at mere microaggressions. This ostrich parasitic syndrome, rejecting clear facts for constructed realities, leads people to abandon evidence and logic for progressive platitudes. They create illusory connections between unrelated events, like Bill Nye linking Paris terrorist attacks to climate change through a convoluted chain of causality. Despite Islamic terrorists conducting over 35,000 attacks globally since 9/11 across diverse countries, progressives insist these have nothing to do with Islam, using euphemisms like senseless acts of random violence to avoid naming obvious motivations. Our brains evolved to detect patterns. Acting on probability isn't bigotry, but fundamental cognition. Yet, increasingly, we're asked to ignore what's plainly visible to serve ideological narratives, a practice both intellectually dishonest and dangerous. Is objective truth possible in our polarized world? Leon Festinger observed that people with strong convictions ingeniously defend them against contradictory evidence. Research suggests our reasoning evolved not to seek truth, but to win arguments. Given our tendency toward motivated reasoning, finding truth requires building nomological networks of cumulative evidence, coherently synthesizing information from multiple sources to reveal clear patterns. Darwin's Origin of Species exemplifies this approach. Like a careful prosecutor, Darwin collected data across disciplines for decades before presenting his theory, creating a network that withstood ideological opposition. Consider men's preference for hourglass figures. Evidence shows its association with fertility, premium and escort services, representation in art across millennia, prevalence in beauty standards, and cross-cultural appeal, even among congenitally blind men. Social constructivists claim parents impose arbitrarily sexist gender roles through toys, but evidence contradicts this. Infants show sex-specific toy preferences before socialization. Biological markers correlate with play patterns. Girls with certain hormone conditions prefer masculine toys. Non-human primates show similar sex-specific preferences, and even Sweden maintains robust sex differences despite decades of gender equality efforts. Truth often lies not in a single study, but in evidence converging across multiple domains. Many remain silent against attacks on reason, some too busy to notice anti-science movements, others assuming someone else will act, and many fearing social rejection or professional consequences for speaking out. Today's campus extremism will inevitably infiltrate businesses through HR departments and regulations. The battle crosses all boundaries. Students should challenge professors promoting postmodern nonsense. Alumni should withhold donations from universities violating free speech. Everyone should engage friends with different viewpoints without fear. True friendships should withstand difficult conversations. If friends can't accept differing opinions on substantive issues, consider the French sayings, "Better to be alone than poorly accompanied," and "Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are." Many engage in cheap signals after crises, gestures requiring no real sacrifice. True virtue demands courage and personal cost, like taking metaphorical shots in the World Cup of ideas. For decades, idea pathogens have attacked science, reason, and individual freedoms. The cure lies in defending truth while recommitting to enlightenment virtues. Your voice matters in this battle, perhaps more than you realize. Will you speak truth, even when uncomfortable? Our intellectual freedom depends on ordinary people making this choice every day.